going?
Yes. Absolutely.
That's
yes,
a good story. Okay. All right. My name is Stephen Goldstein. I'm actually now 70 years old, but I come from a family of non-religious Jewish. My mother was actually a leftist. She was even a member of the Communist Party in the 30s. And my father was a songwriter, and he loved to tell stories and skits. He had a lot of friends like that. So those are my parents. Anyway, in 1974, I was working as a computer programmer in New York City. I grew up in the Bronx. I was living in Manhattan since I was 21. Anyway, I decided to change jobs, and I was offered this job at a company that offered me a big raise, like 20%, and I got that easily. I should have asked for more. It so happened that this company was located at 5th Avenue and 42nd Street, and there was this Japanese brother, I think he was Japanese, who was handing out flyers for the Madison Square Garden rally. And usually I took flyers, but for some reason I didn't take his. So after about 10 times of him trying to give it to me and my not accepting it, I asked him why he keeps doing that. And he couldn't talk English, I don't think. So anyway, I didn't go to Madison Square Garden. But that's what I'm sure God wanted me to do, but I didn't go. So then, a couple of years later, before the Yankee Stadium rally, I had gone to college and dropped out. It started at 16, dropped out at 17, went back when I was, my mid-20s, 25. Anyway, in 1976, I saw these pictures of father for the Yankee Stadium rally, and kept thinking I should go to this, but I was busy studying for school, and nobody talked to me, and I just didn't go. Okay? So that was chance number two, but God always succeeds on the third try. So here's what happened. I had met a young woman through Bridge. She worked for the Bridge Association. I met her. She had a daughter who was 7.5 years old and hated men in general, and me in particular, because I was round. Anyway, I had to overcome this with unconditional love. So this was preparation for having children later that I took care of. I they weren't my own children, but I took care of two daughters of my first wife. Anyway, so we overcame this, and then we were going to be together. I was going to go to law school and do computer programming by day, and we were going to get married. And suddenly she started going out at night with this rich guy about four times a week, I don't know. And she kept saying, "I love you, I love you." I said, "Well, those words don't mean much when you're doing this." And I realized that I had to go. I was really sad, because especially for her daughter, because we'd made a good bond together. And so I went to go to a bridge tournament in Salt Lake City. While I was there, this is in the summer of 1976, while I was there, a friend of mine had just gotten married, and he said, if I got knocked out of the bridge tournament, would I play with his wife? So I played with his wife, and they invited me to their house in San Francisco. So I stayed for a week, then her parents came or something, and I had to go. So I had another acquaintance. We didn't even really like each other in New York, but he said I could stay at his apartment in San Francisco as long as I wanted. I was a pretty introverted guy when I was in New York. When I went to San Francisco, I suddenly opened up. I started talking to people in the street and talking to people and opening myself up. I had read this book by Jess Lair called I Ain't Much, But I'm All I've Got. And he was a businessman. He had a heart attack and he became a psychologist. And he was talking about stories that he had with people. And I was reading a chapter. I was in Union Square Park. I was reading a chapter in that book. And I just finished reading, I don't know, I was crying a little bit, and I saw these two sisters who were there. They looked really friendly. I was going to go talk to them, but they went and talked to me. And anyway, one of them is my spiritual mother. Her name is Bethy Morrison. She married Matthew Morrison. Anyway, and the other one, unfortunately, she was a singer, but she was one of those who got deprogrammed later. But anyway, so I met them, and they invited me to go to their big house for dinner. And I said, well, why not? So I took the bus there, and I heard Dr. Durr speak, and I met a lot of people, and I really felt like this was a loving place. I'd been to many churches and synagogues. I didn't feel any spirit there, but here I really felt the spirit. And I heard what Dr. Durr said, and it made sense to me. He talked about science and religion, and they invited me to the two-day workshop. I was actually supposed to play bridge that weekend on a team with five people and see some woman I'd met. I called them up. I said, you don't need five, you can play with four. And I told her I have something very important I have to do. So I went to the workshop for 2 days. After 2 days, this was in Boonville, I said, unless there's something drastically wrong that I don't know about, I just found the kingdom of heaven. You're not getting ever. They said, do you want to stay for another 7 days? I said, yes, of course, I want to study. And I actually wound up staying for 21 days, three 7-day workshops, and that was a great foundation. And actually there I started praying, learning how to pray. We harvested vegetables, especially zucchini, and we shared in small groups, which I think is a very effective way to share, share about our lives. And it was really a great time. I was 29 years old. This was right after our Washington Monument campaign, so I was probably one of the first. And my spiritual birthday is October 10th, 1976. And this is Merce, who actually, her physical birthday is on October 10th. So that's interesting and ironic. But I just feel that that God pushed me hard. I didn't respond the first two times, but the second time I just said, well, I got to sacrifice to receive something greater. And I think that's why I was really blessed to have a great start. And I have to say, there's a lot of, we call it the Oakland family. Dr. Durst, Noni Durst were kind of the leaders of that family, but Christina Morrison, who's the sister of Matthew, she was also very much, and so was my spiritual mother, who now lives in Seattle with her husband. And she brought over several hundred spiritual children. So I have a very good lineage. So yeah. No matter what happens, I'm in for forever.